All right. Thank you all so much for waiting. Without further delay, I'd like to introduce your host, Dylan Easterday, National Volunteer Manager for Working Families Party. Dylan.
Thank you so much, Cece. And thank you all for taking time to join the call today. We're really excited to have you. This is one of our series of calls, one of our most exciting weekly calls with volunteers and our progressive heroes all together. So I want to just welcome everyone. You know, some of you are fairly new or just getting started. You know, some are seasoned organizers, veterans at the electoral and resistance business. But all of us together are here for a common purpose to make a big difference. And with that, you know, obviously we have a common vision to resist injustice and inequality, but most importantly, you're all on this call actively participating in democracy, and that is where the real change happens. So thank you so much for joining the call today and for all you do in this movement. It really is really great to see so many people that have joined the call. I see folks from Albuquerque, Oakland, Jefferson City, Missouri, Baltimore, Maryland, really, really everywhere. So thank you so much for being here. This is going to be a fairly quick call, about 30 minutes, and we're going to keep it jam-packed, filled with important updates and some awesome, I repeat, awesome guest speakers. But first, for those that may not know a lot about the Working Families Party, I want to give you a little bit about us. The Working Families Party is a growing national progressive political organization. And what we do is we fight for an economy that works for all of us. And we mean all of us. We fight for a democracy in which every voice matters. And Working Families is you. It's me, and it's hundreds of thousands of progressives all over the country. So the question is, how do we do this? What we do is run aggressive campaigns to raise standards for working families. We organize, and we are electing the next generation of progressive leaders. We're doing this right now in the 2017 elections by getting progressive heroes, some of which you'll hear from tonight, elected in key races across the country. Some of these elections have just happened. In fact, we had a huge win helping to elect Randall Woodfin in the mayoral race in Birmingham, Alabama. Also, we have been able to help folks like LaToya Cantrell, a really exciting candidate, winning the primary for mayor of New Orleans. We just had a big win with Corey Mason, winning the mayoral race in Racine, Wisconsin. Excuse me. And so far, we've contacted thousands of voters for Randall, LaToya, and Corey, and we're continuing with all of our heroes across the country. These, of course, are very close races, and the work that we do has a major impact on our ability to win. So with your help and all of our help on this call, progressive heroes around the country will continue to fight for an economy that works for all of us and a democracy where everyone has a voice. So first, I'm really excited to introduce and really want to hear from Randy Bryce in Wisconsin. Randy has been an active Working Families Party member since our Wisconsin state chapter launched in 2015. He's a union iron worker, a veteran, and a cancer survivor. And he's fought to improve the lives of working people. Randy is running for Congress in 2018 against Paul Ryan to repeal and replace Paul Ryan. So thank you so much, Randy, for being with us and taking time to join the call. Go ahead and turn it over to you.
Thank you. I'm so glad to have this opportunity to talk to you all tonight. I'm Randy Bryce. I'm a union iron worker, a member of the Working Families Party. I'm a veteran, cancer survivor, and also a single dad to my incredible son, Ben. And I'm taking care of my mom, who has MS. And you know what else I am? I'm Paul Ryan's worst nightmare. No, let me take that back. I'm not Paul Ryan's worst nightmare, but together, we are Paul Ryan's worst nightmare. It was just this spring when Working Family Party's Wisconsin director, Marina Dmitrievich, asked me to grab a cup of coffee with her just to talk about politics. She had two questions for me. The first thing she asked was if I could get on board and support Corey Mason, the progressive candidate for mayor of Racine, Wisconsin. Some of you already know what happened there. We won. With the help of Working Family Party's members, including some on tonight's phone call, we elected a new progressive mayor. If you don't know him, Corey's somebody who was on the front lines of the Wisconsin Capitol occupation. He's fighting back against Scott Walker's attacks on the working class. And now, he's going to take that fight for working families to the top job in Racine. But supporting Corey was just the first thing Marina asked me. The second thing was, and this one really threw me off guard, was that she asked me if I would consider running for Congress. I was kind of taken aback, almost spit my coffee out. Just thinking, hey, I'm a working guy, run for Congress? No, but then I thought, who better than one of our own to run for Congress and represent the needs of the working families part, working families like my own? You know, and all the families that Paul Ryan is, he's not just ignoring, but he's attacking us. To protect my mom's health care from Paul Ryan, who's obsessed with trying to make people do with less, making working families suffer so he can line the pockets of his billionaire donors. That's why I'm running for Congress. We're going to replace and repeal Paul Ryan. And I believe the way to do that is to tell the truth, to say that everyone deserves a decent job and living wage, and everyone has a right to health care. You know, and to fight for all working families. And that means fighting for women's rights, immigrant rights, and it also means fighting for voting rights and fighting against climate change and against mass incarceration. Donald Trump tries to make believe that he represents the working class. How our real estate billionaire and reality TV star make believe he represents people like me, I have no idea. You know, but enough about what I think. This is a call about you, because we're going to need thousands of progressive heroes elected to office at every level to turn this around. And the people on this call have a huge role to play in electing those heroes. My point today is to say this. When someone asks you to step up, and they're asking you to step up for something you really believe in, well, sometimes you've got to do it. And everyone on this call can and has been stepping up. All change starts small. But every text you send, every phone call you make, every door you knock, it all counts. It all adds up. So keep going. There are progressive heroes on the ballot this November around America, and they need you. I'm so proud to be part of this movement, and thank you all for joining this call.
Wow, thank you, Randy. That was awesome. Oh, go ahead, Dylan. Were you going to say something?
Just that, thank you so much, Randy. That was really great, and we are really excited that you're stepping in to repeal and replace Paul Ryan. I can think of no one better to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And you'd mentioned some of the work we're doing. So this is Cece. I'm just going to take a quick moment to share some of that work just in the past week, because we've been doing this for weeks now, and it's so beautiful to see how much it's growing. And every week we're doing more and more. So far, our teams, our volunteer teams, and many of you are on the call, have put together a ton of graphics, made phone calls for our heroes, texted, and reaching voters and other volunteers, and with some great results. So we've contacted over 8,000 voters in Atlanta, Georgia, for Vincent Fort campaign, plus 815 more voters for our Ohio candidates in Columbus and Lakewood. And we contacted 465 volunteers and supporters in Detroit, Michigan, to support Garland Gilchrist for city clerk. Our teams contacted 4,058 Pueblo, Colorado, voters for Tommy Farrell for city council. And it's working. So let's keep it up. As Randy said, it adds up. It really does. And now I'd like to turn the call over to our progressive hero in Atlanta, Vincent Fort. Vincent is a community leader with a long history of fighting for civil rights, criminal justice reform, and income equality. He has been a Georgia State Senator since 1996 and is known for authoring Georgia's predatory lending law. Senator Fort's legislation to fight predatory lending has been recognized by the national media as a model that could have helped reduce the severity of the 2008 financial crisis had it not been repealed. So welcome, Senator Fort, and thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. I'm turning the call over to you.
Okay, it's my pleasure. thank you. You've given some of the history that I wanted to tell folk, but I wanted to also emphasize that I passed the first hate crimes law in Georgia early in my career, but more recently I pushed for the first disadvantaged business enterprise program using state money here in Georgia for African American women and other minority companies. So we have a long history of fighting for progressive causes, fighting progressive fights on health care, consumer issues, civil rights issues. But after 21 years in the state Senate, I've decided to run for mayor of the city of Atlanta. You know, we have created more than a campaign. We've created a movement here in Atlanta. You know, I've been gratified by the response. We have about 1,500 volunteers. We have accumulated 10,000 donors, and which is about four or five times more than any other candidate. We're in a statistical dead heat. Candidates who've raised two to five times more money than me are behind me, and one candidate in particular, city council president, has raised $2.2 million, and we're tied. So we are more than competitive. Today, Senator Bernie Sanders issued put out an email, a fundraising email for me. About 4 weeks ago, he was here in Atlanta campaigning with me. So we have created a movement, a grassroots movement, here in Atlanta, and we've layered on top of that support of Bernie Sanders and progressives like y'all all over the country. We've got a lot of stuff going on here, but we need more. We've got to make up for our deficit in cash. That's why I think I heard someone say that you all have made 8,000 calls here in Atlanta. You know, if you had seen me when I heard that, I was jumping up and down. Y'all are really doing a great job, but I need more. I need more calls. I need more texts. I need more door knocks. We're committed to changing Atlanta forever. This is not just about biting around the edges. This is about making Atlanta, making City Hall a progressive place. The city is already progressive. The people are progressive, and that's what we're committed to. And with your help, we'll do that. You know, one of the things that we wanted you to know is that Atlanta is number one in income inequality and income immobility. A child born in Atlanta today has 4% chance of moving from poverty into the middle class. And that's at a time in this city that this City Hall has forked over $850 million for two stadiums. That's what we're dealing with here in Atlanta. The establishment is absolutely scared, and they should be, because we're going to beat them. We're going to win on November 7th. We're going to get in the runoff. We have a runoff system here in Atlanta. We're going to get in the runoff, and on December 5th, in the runoff, we're going to win. But I need your help in any way, shape, or form that you can provide it. So I'm just elated that y'all, the people on this call, are committed to the kind of change that my campaign, my movement, is committed to. So I just wanted to thank you for what you've done up to this point, but I need more of it, bigger, better, and faster, okay? So thank you, everybody who's on the call, and let's get busy.
Thank you so much, Senator Ford. That was very well said, and we're really excited that you're part. We can count you as part of our progressive hero team, and, mm-hmm. and one of our progressive hero candidates. You know, I love Atlanta. It's an amazing place, and I'm excited to see the change that. You know, as you said, and you hit it right, the nail right on the head. It's more than a campaign; it's a movement. You know, the enthusiastic support that we're seeing from the folks that we're contacting through text messages and in and around Atlanta is great. So that's exactly it. We're really for everyone on this call. I think once you start to, get involved, start to talk to voters in some of these races, you see the excitement and the gratitude that, voters have for, getting some critical information, getting a message about a candidate that they can believe in, and being a part of a movement, you're hooked. You're definitely hooked. And so thank you again, Senator.
You're welcome.
Now, really briefly, I want to take a quick moment before I introduce our next guest to do a little bit of recognition. Now, obviously as a collective group, we make these things possible. We're able to reach out to thousands and thousands of people. We're able to make phone calls, produce content, memes and GIFs and everything else. But what it really comes down to is, as we're, less than 2 weeks away, is really reaching voters, really motivating and really pushing people out to the polls. So I want to recognize a couple of people that have really done an amazing job recently. We have a few new organizers with us and volunteers with us from the great state of Ohio. I used to live and work in Columbus myself, so I'm really excited. And want to thank Tara Goodnight for all of her work, doing a ton of research, helping us out organize for the Yes We Can and Working Families slate in Columbus, and help prop up many other candidates there. I also want to recognize Mike Thompson. You know him from the Slack channel as Old Sparky, but he's been doing an amazing job helping organize in Wisconsin. And definitely helping to win that race in Racine for Corey. So thank you to both of you. And as a group, our Text for Resistance group and team is still going very, very strong. We're continuing to ramp it up. I just want to give an overall team shout out. So far in this project, that team has sent over 118,000 text messages to voters and volunteers across the country. So it's exciting to see how that number continues to grow. I'm also equally excited to introduce our next guest speaker. This speaker is going to introduce, this is Yvette Simpson. Who's running for mayor of Cincinnati. This is a really exciting race. And Yvette is currently serving her second term on Cincinnati City Council and is the chair of Human Services, Youth, and Arts Committees, and serves on several others, including the Budget and Finance Committee. She has worked to bring paid family leave and youth to work programs and homeless employment programs in Cincinnati. The real programs that are going to make a big difference for, communities that are struggling in, Trump's economy. So without further ado, I'm happy to introduce Yvette, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you.
Thank you so much. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello? Good. We just came in from doors. And I just want to thank the Working Families PAC for your endorsement. It is an honor to have your endorsement and your support. We are, in, as you know, 12 days away from the election. We're really fired up, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I'm running, and I hope to earn you all support because this is a very important election for our city. It will be a very tight race. It's a historic race, and it matters to the working families and to the individuals who need us most in our city. So my story is, a traditional story for our city. I grew up in poverty in our city, first in my family to go to college, a mentally ill mother, a drug-addicted father. My father's been 24 years recovered from crack cocaine addiction. My mother still suffers from mental illness. Raised by my grandmother, experienced couch surfing, a version of homelessness, in my high school years before going off to college and being the first in my family to go to college. Ended up going to law school, got my MBA, and have been on council for 6 years. You know, this race for me is really about making sure that our children, no matter where they're born, have the opportunity to be successful. Our city is like most urban cities in that we're one of the most segregated cities. We're the fifth most segregated city in the country. We really are a tale of two cities when you think about having opportunities for individuals who need us most versus those who already have enough. You know, and my mayorship is all about making sure we have a city that works for everyone. And so we're talking about people and we're talking about places. I have a long record of helping people, whether they be homeless individuals. I created our region's anti-human trafficking response. Ohio is the fifth worst state in the nation for human trafficking. That's labor trafficking and sex trafficking. We started a regional network to help rescue people who are victims of trafficking here. As you said, we've done a lot of work with young people, including getting our young people in poverty, some of them the only breadwinner in their family, many of them at the lowest level of poverty, that first job, that job training experience. And so this is an important time because we have to make sure we have a mayor who not only empathizes, and empathy is very, very important, and I don't want to downplay that, but somebody who truly understands. And so we have an opportunity to really make sure we're representing the whole of the city. You know, I'm proud of my record on doing that. And this election is an important election for our city at this time. And so I don't want to belabor. I want to make sure that I leave time for some of the other folks you're going to talk to. But this is a tight race. We won the primary against an incumbent who outraised us by $1 million. We won by 11 points. He came back guns a-blazing. And is spending even more money this time. And so we have to make sure that our ground game, which is, you know, our bread and butter, is solid. We need individuals who are willing to phone bank with us. We have virtual phone banking, as you know, capabilities. Text people, use social media. If anybody's in or around the Cincinnati area or wants to come to be a part of this historic election, we'd love to host you. Come knock doors with us. We just came off of doors just a few minutes ago. People were excited about the race. We just need to make sure they show up on Election Day. So this is a very important election. My opponent, again, high finance. My average contribution or my median contribution is $20. My opponent's is $720. Our average contribution is $111. His average is $1,000. So we really are the grassroots candidate in this race, and we were able to win in the primary, and we want to be able to win again.
Wow, thank you so much, Councilmember Yvette. That's really exciting to hear, and definitely, you know, we're working with you know many candidates like you, but I have to say your dedication is apparent in the fact that you're taking a few minutes to be on this call and going right back out to knock on more doors. So we
knock doors here with flashlights. So we knock on doors with flashlights, and we knock all the way up to 9 o'clock at night, which honestly, it's kind of the best time to catch people. We just knocked on a door with a woman who was wrapped up pretty tight in a blanket, and she still came out to talk to us, which was very nice of her.
That is definitely the way to do it. And thank you. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your story, your history, and why you're running. On that note, too, I'm glad that you brought up, making phone calls and, phone banking with you and also texting, because the next thing I want to do is remind everyone on this call and make a pitch for anyone that's joining us for the first time. One thing that we have organized is a Super Sunday call night, and that's every Sunday, or the next couple of Sundays, obviously going up to Election Day, from 3 p.m. Pacific time to 8 p.m. Pacific. So if you're on the East Coast, obviously that's going to be 5 p.m. Pacific. We will end calls at 9 p.m. Eastern if you're calling on races in the Eastern time zone. But one of the exciting things is that this Sunday we're putting an extra special focus to make calls for our hero, Yvette Simpson. So
yay!
So really excited that you brought it up because I'm going to urge everyone on this call. Right after the call, you're going to, receive some more information, but, sign up for our phone bank. You can also, anytime you want, go to workingfamilies.org, and we have our dialer information in the Progressive Heroes. There's a link for a Progressive Heroes project that you can click and get information about how to make calls today or during your lunch break or any time of day. So it makes a big difference. Looking a little bit more in the week ahead, too, Our social media team, we're going to be doing some more organizing with social media and our action committee. We're urging our social media team to continue gathering the campaign events that they've been doing. There's a really amazing database that our social media activists have been putting together of all the Facebook events, Twitter accounts, all the upcoming events. And our action committees, we're going to be working with them to get all of these events up on our map as well, and help to turn out more volunteers in these next couple of weeks. Two Canvas events, phone bank events, all across the country. So there's more to come on that. But if you're interested, if you love, working in the world of Facebook, Twitter and the like, it's really one of the great projects that's helping us, bolster many of our Progressive Hero campaigns. And of course, our Text for Resistance team is continuing to go strong. We're texting voters and supporters in Colorado, Detroit, Charlotte, Atlanta, and Ohio with our heroes there through this week. And of course, there's always going to be more. We're continuing to grow that. It almost feels like every minute of the day. So we're going to be continuing to follow up on some of our IDs as well. So some of our positive voters, our supporters for these campaigns, and going to invite them a little bit more to join the events that are up on the map nationwide. And if you haven't seen it yet, the map is great. It's an easy way to put in your zip code and to, find events near you. The address is map.workingfamilies.org, and you can find it there anytime. So looks like we're getting close to needing to end, and I appreciate folks, sticking with us. We're a couple minutes over, and I really, really, really want to thank all of our progressive heroes, Senator Fort, Randy Bryce, and Councilmember Simpson, for being with us. To close us out, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our Text for Resistance team leader, Joe McLaughlin. And I'll let you close it out, Joe. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Dylan. So we will be sending a follow-up email to everyone about how you can get more involved in all our efforts. Really want to thank all of you, the volunteers on this call, for joining. In less than 2 weeks, 12 days from today, is going to be made in 2017. So thank all of you for joining the call, for being involved in our Progressive Heroes 2017 efforts. And now we would like to end the call with our tradition of saying goodnight to each other. So get ready. I'm going to ask Cece to unmute all the lines on the count of three. Cece, here we go. One. Two, three.
Good night.
Have a great night.
Great night.